Good morning. Wonderful. How are you?
Great. Thanks for making the time for us this morning. We know the final Tuesday of every month is very busy, as it's usually the fourth Tuesday, which means a school board meeting coming up tonight and a very, very busy agenda. Tell us what we're going to hear tonight. What time is kickoff, by the way?
Kickoff is at 6 p.m., and unfortunately, as you said, the Battle of the Bypass takes place tonight, too, but we'll be in session in a meeting. But we'll be thinking about all the student-athletes out there doing what they need to do and
somebody,
having a great evening. It's a great evening, by the way.
It's perfect, and I've not always had great nights on the Battle for the Bypass, but somebody will have their Twitter feed up giving updates, I bet.
That's right. Absolutely. And we will follow them. Well, so this evening we'll start out with an additional appropriation hearing. And really that is a bond that we will be selling soon to help us. We did a 3-year facility needs assessment. It was really facilities, technology, and safety. And we have a lot of projects, particularly projects that we have to make sure our facilities are ADA compliant, and that means American Disabilities compliant. And so we'll be doing work like putting an elevator at Binford because we have children who have to get up and down to different floors for their classes. And they may be in a wheelchair, they may be on crutches, and this will aid them greatly to do that. We're doing some roofing projects, and then at Lakeview, we have a lot of restrooms that we have to work on to make sure they're ADA compliant, and then we're adding some additional square footage onto Lakeview. So this evening, we have what's called an additional appropriation to continue those projects for this summer.
And those projects, again, the ADA things, those are required by law. You can't just put those off. You have to make sure those are up to speed, correct?
Absolutely, yes. It is required by law. And then secondly, we always talk about serving the needs of every child and staff member. And so we continue to do that. And every time we find a situation where a child needs assistance or help, we're willing to go in and do whatever we need to do to make it a better situation for the learning of the child.
And the other part of this is the appropriation is done because this isn't part of the budget or the referendum, correct?
That is correct. When the budget was initially approved, this amount of money was not in there. So we have to come back and have a public hearing, so to speak, on adding the additional money to the budget.
And that is bonded, and taxpayers don't have to worry about that, correct?
That is correct. The one important thing here is that in the last 5 years and continuing forward, our goal is to make sure we maintain a level total tax rate. And so that continues this process. We have some debt that's been falling off. And as that debt falls off, we go in and do the projects based on that plan that was put together. And so taxpayers will see a level tax rate.
And they enjoy that, that's for sure.
That's very important today, as you well know.
Absolutely,
yes,
right.
Important.
And that's the good news. All right, so the appropriations will be taken care of. The other things on the agenda that we're looking at as well as school lunch prices might go up a tick as well. We know everything in this world, nothing's going down in price, right?
You know, that the school lunch prices, unfortunately, are very highly regulated. And there are federal regulations that govern the pricing of all meals and snacks for the child nutrition program in the state of Indiana. And I know people get really upset about that, but we offer meals to children based on federal resources.
Right.
And so we have to abide by those federal laws. So the increases that will be recommended this evening are because we are too low as per these federal regulations. And Mrs. Hattie Johnson, who does a great job, will explain that to the board this evening and then recommend the increases.
Yeah, and the federal government, they make sure your prices are correct. They make sure your ingredients are correct, your portion sizes. It's an unbelievable reach of what they have just for school lunches, but I guess it's in the best interest of everybody. The publication Our Schools is coming out, but it's a little bit, you got a little extra feature this year.
Yes, very fortunate. This year, in working with a lot of diversity issues and people, we have put together in our schools that's in Spanish. And so we've delivered that to various locations in the community and very proud of that. And I think that that will give our Spanish-speaking parents and families really good information in their own language. So we're very excited about that one.
And we were talking off the air before we got started. The award season has kicked off, and we're not talking about the Tonys and the Grammys and the Oscars, but it seems like every week we've got within the county, whether it's RBB or MCCSC, the celebration of the great talents that we have, and we should be celebrating some of the folks that help those talents grow up. The Evening of Stars is coming up. Tell us all about that.
Okay, well, a couple of things. First of all, as you know, our students are second to none, and so almost every night I have the opportunity to attend a wonderful awards program to honor our students. So that's one of the great things about the end of the school year. We see all of these wonderful children and students and all of the abilities they have, like you said. The next part of that is we have great staff members. So in an effort to properly recognize not only our retirees, but those staff members who really go above and beyond every single day on behalf of our students, we have an evening called Evening of Stars. And this kind of grew in the last couple of years. When I first came here, there was a program at North. It was a very nice setting where we had cake and coffee and we honored our retirees. In rethinking that, this is a program that's been extremely successful, and we actually go out and get donations, and then there's a minimal charge for people to attend. We pay for the meals of our awardees. They bring their families. We now have it at the convention center. It's a dinner and a very formal occasion to honor, properly honor, the great work of many of our retirees and then also stars that go above and beyond each and every day for kids. So that's always a wonderful night. That will be May 3rd, and we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and the exciting part of that is when anytime we have to talk about the convention center here, we know that's a large group of people, and that's what makes the corporation run. It's the people. It's always the people, isn't it?
It's always the people. No matter what we want to say or think about ourselves, from the board to me all the way through, it's what happens each and every day in those classrooms with those kids. That's the most important piece of the whole organization.
Dr. Judy DeMuse, our guest this morning. She is the superintendent of the MCCSC schools. The April school board meeting tonight, 6 p.m. And sometimes we look back to look forward, but there was a great event over the weekend, and I saw a picture in the Herald Times of the GEMS event. We talked about what that meant late last week with Sue and Keith, but wow, what a turnout for the girls in math and science and engineering. I think that's how that acronym works itself out, but what a fantastic partnership with the community. Tell me how that went.
This was a fantastic. We had about 150 sixth grade girls, and they came in on a Saturday morning. We had from IU Physics to TASIS to Duke Energy to Cook, Pharmaca, IU Chemistry Department, Technology Services, a lot of our schools. We had all kinds of the Society of Women Engineers, Dermatology Center of Southern Indiana. All these people came, and we had an opportunity for our girls to visit a lot of different places right before we started, and they were very hands-on science type things, engineering and math. And then they came together and actually went to classes all morning, and we had classes such as making circuitry, engineering better medicines, freeze drying, a session on what's the smell, how DNA is determined, what it looks like, finding constant different concentrations. Unbelievable presenters from these various companies and organizations and groups. The girls rotated around. They had a snack. They got lab coats. They had colored goggles. They were really into it.
They're hooked.
That's right. And at the very end, we brought them all together. I asked them what was their favorite thing, and almost in unison, they all said everything. So that was a great morning, and I'm so proud of the staff. I'm proud of the community, and really, I hope those girls just pursue all those areas, because the world is open for them in those areas for the world of work.
Absolutely. And then next year it's going to be 250. Then the year after that it's going to be at the convention center. And
that's what we're looking forward to.
And that's
yes.
Exciting.
And as I told them, they're the ones that are going to change the world. You know, they'll be able to come up with the answers to all these medical questions that people have, and they'll be able to engineer things that will work for people. And so we have great hopes for them.
And more importantly, to take care of us. We want to make sure that next generation is tuned in and ready to go.
Hey, that is a top priority for me, quite frankly.
Exactly right. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you're extremely busy today, and I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Thank you very much, Dr. DeMuth.
Thank you, Mike. Bye now.